want to start by thanking you for your bravery and your courage in doing this work of returning stolen soul parts back to their rightful owner. Thank you. Returning stolen goods is never easy, but it's really important that we do the right thing so that we can be whole and healthy, and that we can allow those around us and those we love to be whole and healthy. I want to talk a little bit about this first before we go into the practice. So going back in tribal societies, stealing souls was a conscious thing to do. When the power over became part of our evolution, soul stealing is a sort of method of psychic warfare. Intentional soul stealing was done by dark shamans, dark wizards and witches, people who practice what's known as black tantra. Today, soul stealing is everywhere, but it's usually at an unconscious level. So why do we do this? Why do we steal each other's souls? Well, maybe we want what they have, their power, their energy, or their light. Maybe we're jealous, or maybe we really just want to keep a connection with that person. There's so many reasons. But the bottom line is, we cannot use another soul as a source of power, energy, light, or love. We cannot use another person's soul for any purpose. I do believe that we all participate in soul taking and soul giving on some level, and for so many reasons, but the results are the same. The person taking, the thief, is burdened with unusable energy that slows our process down, and the one who lost the soul is missing their source of vitality. You know already the consequences of soul loss. You've listened to me talk about that. So if you got to this point and you're here because you got this feeling that you do have somebody else's soul part, don't worry, don't despair, don't go into self-judgment. If you're here and you're not really sure if you have someone else's soul and you just want to check it out so that you can be fully clear in your energy body, I will give you some suggestions too. The first step for us is to really check in whether you do hold someone else's soul. If this is true, please don't judge yourself. The point isn't to compress, the point is to heighten your awareness and to act as a responsible adult on this planet that is our home. Knowing how to journey will help. Asking your power animal for help. Even if you don't know how to journey yet, and if you don't know, feel comfortable journeying on your own, let's do this together. Following the chapter of, I would suggest before you go any further in this recording that you do the intuition or interference exercise so that you can really learn the language of your body and feel sure when you look for truth. Because deep down, you know the answer to these questions. Allow a yes or no to come up. When the answer comes, check it out. Experience all the things the body feels that come with that answer and see if this is a response to truth or a lie. And remember to breathe. Breathing is our life force moving. Take your time and remember to breathe. Keep your energy flowing. Continue to question, am I holding somebody else's soul? Have I committed soul theft? Continue working on the question until you have a really clear answer. If the answer is no, you can let go of this chapter and move on to the next, or perhaps you're just curious and you want to stay here just to educate yourself further. If the conclusion is that yes, you are holding someone's soul, you need to find out next whose soul you have. And we can again do that either by going on a shamanic journey or by just going deep into yourself now. If you're going with a shamanic journey, go to your power animal and ask, whose soul do you have? If you don't have a spiritual method established yet for retrieving your own information, You can just sit down or lay down or just become really quiet. Or maybe it feels good to go outside and take a walk in nature. You could even be the person who works best with water, so having a shower or taking a bath will help. Maybe there's something else that you do that works best for you to create creative solutions to problems. The question is, whose soul am I holding on to? And you don't need to rush it. Take time. It's important that you get it right. If you don't find an answer today, try again tomorrow. Maybe the morning is a better time before all the distractions of the world come in, or maybe you're in this really relaxed state before you go off to bed. Sometimes exercising or dancing or singing helps to stimulate that inner connection. Some people feel it comes when they're doing daily tasks like washing the dishes or mopping the floor. Often, it's enough to just acknowledge that you have someone else's soul to release it and send it back. It can also be an idea to ask your power animal for a ritual for how you can give the soul back. It's nice to ask the power animal for a simple ritual. And I want it to be simple because some of the most powerful rituals we have are short, simple, and to the point. Remember as well, intention is key to ritual. But you feel free if you want to do a more complicated ritual. The important part is that it gets the job done. Throughout the process, stay in a state of compassion for yourself and everyone involved. Once you've found out whose soul you're holding on to, the next step is really giving it back. Maybe the person's soul that you're holding on to is not alive anymore, and that's okay, it will work the same. Journey to your power animal and ask for a ritual to give the soul back. Or use your own inner guidance to receive that ritual. Whatever way works for you, ask for a ritual to send the soul back. You may also want to try asking for a dream for the same purpose. If ritual feels overwhelming and you don't know what to do, I will give you some ideas now. For example, you can go out in nature and find a stick. And as you break the stick, release the unnatural hold that you have over someone else. You can also use crystal quartz to give back a soul in so many ways. You can take a crystal quartz that you like, or you can buy a new one and visualize the person and then blow their soul back into that crystal and then give them the crystal. Someone, for example, a mother who had stolen her daughter's soul, put the crystal under her daughter's pillow for 10 nights. You could say something when you blow the soul into the crystal like, Maya's soul, go home to Maya. You don't belong here with me, you belong to Maya. So go home, bless you. And that's it. Another thing you can do is to take any object that you have that belongs to that person and send them back to the owner. Another thing you could do is build a small fire and put some sage in the fire for each soul piece that you have and say, I release you. Return to the one you belong to. And then once all the pieces of sage have burned, put out the fire and scatter the ashes outside. You could do it with breath work. As you inhale, think of the person you're sending to, and when you exhale, with purpose, send the soul back. You could give the person a gift that could be a representation of their soul and give it back to them. The other way is to simply call the person on the phone, and when you're on the phone, blow the person's soul back through the phone. Some of these might work for you, some of these might not work for you. Maybe you use these examples to come on with your own ritual. Maybe you need some time to digest and consider and contemplate and reflect. Maybe this is an invitation for you to take a journey with your spirit animal and come up with your own ritual. The true power of ritual isn't what you're doing, but really putting your heart into it. What can you expect when you give someone's soul back? Well, you can see that the recipient, the true owner of that soul, will have a big shift in their life or in their energy field. Very often, they don't need to be told what you are doing. You don't need to let them know. They just feel that something is different. This is not a one-time, quick fix solution. You need to keep looking for any other pieces of soul that you might have and continue over time to give them back. Returning stolen soul parts is a wonderful way for you to work on your own wholeness. In a dream, I once heard, the greatest gift we can give each other is the gift of free will and choice. And by giving someone their stolen soul pieces back, you're giving them the greatest gift there is. Thank you for doing this work.